Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, and we're expecting to be talking with Dave from Texas, our guest tonight, as you know, a frequent caller to our program and to others here on RBN, and we'll be doing that in a few moments. And I'm just gazing this continuous story here that has begun a few days ago that I've started taking notice of, and that has to do with this Los Angeles obscenity trial. Interestingly enough, being heard by this notorious judge, head of the, chief judge of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California, Judge Alex Kozinski. One of the tribe, yes. Well, apparently, Mr. Kozinski is overseeing this case, exploring the very extreme fringe of pornography, the so-called First Amendment case of this other tribesman who apparently had just gone beyond the pale with his own website involving bestiality and some extreme fetishes that are evidence in the trial of this businessman. I believe his first name is... Ira Isaacs is his name, if I'm not mistaken. Heavily involved in the porn industry, and apparently, earlier, as the jury was hearing opening statements in this trial, the LA Times reported on its website that Judge Kozinski had posted sexual material on his own website, and then had to block access after being interviewed about it just today, or yesterday, actually. Last evening, in fact. And that was something I was going to talk about. Interestingly enough, images included a video of a half-dressed man cavorting with a sexually aroused farm animal. I'm going to tell you, this is why our judiciary, if I may use the term our, the judiciary in America today, is raping, if I may use that term coincidentally, and, for lack of a better word, castrating our legal system, turning it upside down into a total obliteration of the original meaning of the original intent of the Constitution. And that dovetails with what we should be talking about tonight, and we intend to be talking about tonight with Dave from Texas, who I won't give his full name yet until we have him on. Is it Dave? Is he on the line? All right. Well, we'll say hello to him right now then, all right? Hi, Dave.
How are you doing?
All right. Dave, what's your full name, if you'd like to give it?
My last name is Colson.
Colson. All right. No relation to Chuck Colson, right?
I actually am related to him.
You are?
I'm not immediate nuclear family. It's kind of a distant relation, but on my father's side, we are related.
That's interesting. Have you spoken to Chuck Colson in any time recently?
My relatives know him. I personally don't know him in an interpersonal way. I do admire his effort since the time he became born again as a Christian in Christian ministries. This is after, of course, Watergate, not during it. But I don't claim to know him personally. Actually, I'd like to get the chance to get to know him better because I am related to him, at least within the extended family.
Mm-hmm.
But on my father's side of the family, my paternal grandfather and great-grandfather's side of the family, they are directly related. There is a direct relation on their side of the family to his father's.
What a small world.
They are directly related.
What a small world, Dave. Well, anyway, I didn't mean to get you off in that direction,
I'm
happy to talk to you, and we're going to have a break right now.
All right.
When we come back, we'll talk about what's going on in America today, this legal revolution that has perverted our whole justice system by judges like the one I just mentioned in the first court here, the Circuit Court of Appeals in Los Angeles. We'll be back with Dave Colson, our guest, talk about these and many constitutional issues. I'm Rick Adams.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Can man control his destiny?
Can he change the shape of things to come?
And here we are with our guest, Dave Colson. And Dave, since it's your first time on my program, Rick Adams, maybe you should tell us a little bit about what you've been up to and what you've been active in the last few years.
Well, my family history is been in that in terms of politics and the Republican Party. Now, I've been kind of conservative and Christian and more constitutionally minded wing, as I say, of the Republican Party. I now see myself in what I call the nationalist wing of the Republican Party, and I support maintaining our national sovereignty and what I would say regaining our national self-sufficiency in things like industrial output and agricultural production and everything else, and not being dependent on foreign imports for things from China and foreign investment funds and all our fuel from the Middle East, and we're held over a barrel by foreigners. We should get back to being the great superpower country that we were in the appropriate but benign sense of the term, where we were a self-providing country, and we didn't really need to lean very heavily on other nations. If anything, other nations were in our good graces because they leaned on us, and we could choose whether or not we wanted to help them or not, but we didn't have to be dependent on anyone else. And I'd like to get our country eventually back to that. I'd like to get our country back to strict constitutional government, more limited, constitutionally limited, and representative government than we have today. We've drifted. My main thing, that some of the things I've been out since I've been calling on the network that I've become interested in the last couple of years, especially since I've gotten more into the Patriot Movement than I used to be, but I've kind of always supported it, but gotten more into it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, I've been a delegate to state Republican conventions here in Texas off and on over the last over 10 years off and on. I've been a local delegate more frequently than that, and then going on almost 20 years. I've been voting ever since I could when I first turned 18, which is over 20 years ago. My family history is in the, generally speaking, on my father's side in the Republican Party. On my mother's side, there's a little bit of some history in the, what would be considered the southern conservative wing of the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. On my father's side of the family, they're mostly from New England, up near where, not too far from the part of the country where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly over in the Connecticut and parts of New Hampshire area of the country, and also not too far from where Lee Rogers is at. But my mother's side, she was from relatives of Tennessee and that part of the country originally. But as for me, I was born up in the Midwest, but I grew up here in Central Texas where I spent most of my life.
Uh-huh.
So I've kind of been, in that respect, you could say both sides of the Mason-Dixon line, as they used to say.
Yeah.
And I kind of have a foot in, I've gained respect for both sides. My view is I want our country to, one, stay unified. I don't want people saying, well, states should secede from the union because the country's become so oppressive. I want them to stay in the union. I want the country to stop being oppressive and get back to being the type of free and constitutional and independent country we were, respect our Bill of Rights. Respect people's property rights, their first and all of their First and Second Amendment rights, and all the other things that government's encroaching on and taking away. We need to get that back. We've been, I have a theory that I've been working on, personal research for some time now, that there's these Illuminati and these elitists and these secret societies, world government sects, have been going back apparently for a very long time. But the part of the history that I myself have been able to document, for me, goes back to, at least in terms of affecting our government most directly, that I've had a chance, as far as I've gone back with it.
But I think what you are saying, though,
circles around
that
the Woodrow Wilson administration forward, from my perspective.
Right, right. But I think even before that, what you really are saying is you would probably, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but it seems to me that where you're coming from is, yes, you do believe in the federal system, and you do believe in a national entity, a federal government, but in a pre-Reconstruction, pre-war between the states type of constitution where states' authorities are respected and protected. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. We need to respect the Tenth Amendment as a part of the Constitution. Right now, they look at the Tenth Amendment as superfluous language they can basically ignore. To me, it's binding legal writ, along with the rest of the Constitution. To me, there's this debate. Is the Constitution an expansive, ever-evolving document, or is it a dead, static document?
Right.
And I have a response that I think beats both of those. I call it a sacrosanct document, that we need to respect the original intent of the Founding Fathers and the doctrine of strict constructionism, but that doesn't mean the document's dead. The document's permanently alive as long as we keep it, as long as we don't let these evil people take it from us. Doesn't mean that we can't, if we need to evolve so much, there's an amendment process to the Constitution, and things have gotten so bad, one of the things I'd like to have Kaden talk about as the hour progresses is some of my own proposed ideas of that I think need to be put forth as considered as amendments to our Constitution to bring us back to strict constitutional government, because the government won't live within its constitutional limits unless amendments are brought forth and that force it to do so.
Yeah, I want you to do that tonight.
I've got the thing written down. I can read some
sure,
of ideas,
but what I'd like to just do first, if you don't mind, Dave, is just a little bit of background. And I like to read history and history of the Constitution. And one of the great constitutional professors that I've always thought highly of was Professor Dan Smoot, who was, by the way, from Texas, and he had his organization in Dallas, and he wrote extensively on curbing the courts after the 60s with the notorious decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court, the Earl Warren Court, the William O. Douglas Court, and so on and so forth. And he had written, like, just this, let me give you a little bit of background about the 11th, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Members of the Virginia Ratifying Convention of 1788, who opposed the Constitution, were particularly concerned that the federal courts might usurp too much power. The illustrious George Mason, for example, warned that the Constitution would permit an individual to call a state government into federal court, thus destroying state sovereignty. James Madison, the father of the Constitution, argued that the Constitution granted no such power. But in 1793, the Supreme Court, in Chisholm versus Georgia, accepted jurisdiction of a suit against a state by a citizen of another state. This provoked such angry reactions in Georgia and such anxieties in other states that as the first meeting of Congress after the decision, a resolution proposing the 11th Amendment was passed by an overwhelming vote. The amendment was ratified by the states with, as they said, vehement speed. And he's trying to point out here that the Constitution was being subverted even shortly after it, you know, the ink was dry. And this battle was going on then, but it really never took hold until the war, you know, for the Confederacy began. And then after that war, you had the never legally ratified 14th Amendment. And that was the beginning of the end of state sovereignty. And so we saw in the 60s the courts taking away the lawful authority of local communities to decide whether to pray in their government schools or not. And this fascism, you were pointing out the Woodrow Wilson administration. This is what Smoot called the Democracy Amendments, the 16th and 17th Amendments, changing our republic into a democracy. And, you know, as he said, the original Constitution gives Congress the power to tax the people directly, but in three different places, requires that any direct tax be apportioned among the states according to population. And as he said, this severe limitation on the taxing power of Congress made a federal income tax impossible, as the Supreme Court ruled in 1895. So you see how the subversion has taken place. I don't think I'm telling you anything, but I'm trying to lay a little groundwork here for the listener's benefit. You know,
I agree with that, and I agree with everything you just said. My point is, as I choose to define it, the federal government doesn't have any power of direct tax as a result of what you just mentioned. What it has is a right. It has a right of limited, not unlimited, indirect, not direct
That's
taxation.
Right.
Through the process of apportionment of enumeration of the states, it does
That's
not
it.
Have a right to directly tax. That's not counting the 16th Amendment, which I also believe was not ratified, along
That's
with
right.
the 17th Amendment,
yes,
which took away the states' right of suffrage in the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And I, some things I've written about refer to that, too, by the way, there's time to read on them. So I
direct
agree
election,
all that.
Yes. Yes, the direct election
in fact,
the
if
Senate.
You read from Article 5 of the main body of the Constitution, which also refers to the process for amending the proper procedures for amending the Constitution, it specifically mentions the right of the states to equal suffrage of the U.S. Senate will not be infringed without their consent. And yet that is exactly what's been done since at least 1916 due to the 17th Amendment and the taxing authority, which was violated along with the Federal Reserve Act, which isn't even an amendment, and would need to be an amendment to the Constitution in order to be constitutional, and I don't favor it. Even if you could make an amendment, I would oppose it as an amendment, and I certainly oppose it as a mere act, not an amendment. The Federal Reserve Act, both of that and the 16th Amendment, which took effect in 1913, are completely unconstitutional as currently structured, and apparently were never properly ratified or passed, because the Federal Reserve Act apparently was not passed with a quorum and was passed by a voice-only vote, not a recorded vote.
Yes.
On a December vote when they were adjourning for the Christmas.
For Christmas, set. Yeah.
Not and true. The 16th Amendment apparently never had a sufficient number of state legislatures verify their consent or ratification of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really ratified. The same is true for the 17th Amendment.
Sure.
I take a slightly different view than some in the Patriot Movement on the 14th Amendment. I don't want to spend all... I prefer to spend more time on the more recent events than that.
Mm-hmm.
My view is, even if you don't remove, for example, as some have proposed, 14th Amendment from the Constitution, we don't have to suffer illegal immigration, because even the 14th Amendment, even if you don't change it or delete it through repeal, calls for those not born subject to the jurisdiction of the United States are still not citizens and are not to be counted in our enumerations or censuses or for purposes of redistricting and apportionment of state legislative districting once every 10 years. But they've been doing that for at least 30, 40 years. They didn't always do it, but they've been doing it for at least 30, 40 years. But that's, I argue, unconstitutional, because these are people who came to this country illegally and they weren't born subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. They're not really supposed to be considered U.S. citizens or to be counted in our census.
That's right. Yeah. So you don't really believe then it's necessary to change the interpretation of the 14th Amendment by the courts. Is that what you're saying? Well, you know, vis-a-vis the illegals.
You want, but even if you don't get that, it doesn't mean the end of the republic. It doesn't have to. Now, we do need to repeal the 16th and 17th Amendment, and we do need to overturn the Federal Reserve Act, in my opinion. And we need to pass Ron Paul, for example, who I supported his presidential candidacy this year, for both legislation and the possibility of an amendment to correct the interpretation of the 14th Amendment without necessarily having to overturn the 14th Amendment entirely. And I think that might be a possible option there.
Right.
As well.
Okay. All right. We hear the music. We'll be back. Dave Colson is on the line, and I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere Talk Radio, right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. and we'll take some calls along the way. You join us.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we are back now on the program with our guest, Dave Colson. And Dave, you say you've been very active in the Republican Party in Texas, and you've been active in the Republican circles for a long time. Now, it seems with all of these good constitutional ideas that you have, bandied about, it seems you are, at least in most of the northern part of the country, up here in New England, you're not in very good company, or are you these days?
I'm probably not. I'm not a Rockefeller-style Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
You're not a
rip-on
Republican,
banking.
Are you?
Excuse me?
You're not a rip-on Republican?
No, I'm not a rhino either. I'm a real grassroots conservative and Christian and patriot and Republican and pro-sovereign American.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the party's leadership going away from the grassroots, and I don't like it. It's almost to the point where I'm tempted to propose a credible third-party alternative.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
That has fraught with things. I would first give one last stab at having the grassroots take the party back in a benign sense of the term for our country and for our party's actual values from the grassroots up. Failing that, we'd have to consider another alternative, but I want one last opportunity before giving up on that. But I've been frustrated by what the liberalism of the leadership of the party is distinct from the conservatism of the grassroots.
Well, as you know, the whole party in the beginning was a radical party. The Radical Republican Congress had basically gutted the Constitution in the Reconstruction period, and it said goodbye to the American constitutional form of government. Thaddeus Stevens and that gang, they wanted a strong central government to right all the wrongs as they perceived it, and that certainly is the problem as far as I'm concerned. That's the problem today, well, legally.
Yeah, I today want states' rights within the proper context of the
well,
term.
States,
short
states
of not,
authorities,
of course,
I think,
slavery,
is a better way of putting it.
Obviously. But. And I do see the abuses of federal power during the Reconstruction era, point number one.
Vicious.
However, point number two, and I'm someone who's lived most of my life in the South, and I do consider myself present a Southerner in that respect.
Hmm.
I don't favor the idea of the extreme. There is another wing of the political spectrum that was extreme in its own right during that period that I think some people lose sight of, for example, the Ku Klux Klan. The far left of the Democrat Party did some horrendous things of their own, and to say that the radicals of the Republican Party are one extreme and lose sight of the other extreme of the opposite end of the spectrum, I think some people do that too. And I know I wish to disrespect, for example, what you just said in your concerns, because
no, that's true.
For today's
what I've said,
era, I generally share them.
Yeah.
But in terms of that era in history, the truth of the matter was that African Americans had been wrongly treated, they had been abused. I don't know that they went about correcting those wrongs the right way, but there had been wrongs that would have needed to have been corrected in some manner. Slavery was wrong, truth be told. It really shouldn't have happened. It should have been ended. It would preferably have ended without a civil war and without the excesses of Reconstruction. But also there were wrongs that were done before Reconstruction by the other extreme, too, as well as afterward. And
but from a legal point of view, let me ask you this now, because I have a little problem with the notion of a war being called a civil war when really it wasn't based on slavery at all. It had nothing to do with slavery, but it was a convenient excuse to basically give a federal takeover to the United States Congress in the North with its occupation of the southern states, who were the Confederate states. Now, I happen to think and agree with the position of secession insofar as the rights to secede from the Union should have been observed, for the very reasons that even though something might be considered a moral issue, it is not necessarily a legal issue vis-a-vis the Constitution and how far its authority extends. You see, that was my concern from the beginning, and that's where Lincoln came in. And, of course, we know he was financed in his administration heavily by the Warburgs in Europe and the bankers, the international bankers, who were financing North and South in that war. So how do you feel about this business of secession? I mean, is it a legal entity? Should it not be respected? Or are you saying that at all costs secession should be considered to be out of bounds? I mean, are you against it as a legal principle or not? I'm just curious, Dave.
Well, I'm torn on that. My view is I kind of look to Andrew Jackson's stand on the issue. He was a Southerner and he was a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
He was also a nationalist. He opposed, as I do, international bankers. I do agree with opposing the central banking or foreign international banking, the Warburg elites and all of that,
mm-hmm.
and what are now the Rockefellers are tied into and all the rest of it, and the Rothschilds, also known as the Rothschilds. I oppose all of that. So we're not at all disagreement on that. And they were playing both sides in the Civil War, and for them, the Civil War was an opportunity to profit. They weren't worried about the concern. They weren't worried about the welfare of the slaves. That's true, and that's sad that that was their attitude. And it's sad the attitudes they take to the people today. They're using mm-hmm. people today almost just as bad as they did then, and I oppose that. Having said that, I would have rather the Civil War not come to blows in the first place. I don't think the North or the federal government should abuse the states, one. Simultaneously, I don't think the South should have sought to secede from the Union. Andrew Jackson thought it was wrong for the South to secede from the Union, but he thought the South should have its rights within the Union, and that's kind of my position. I think that there's a darker side to the history of John C. Calhoun of South Carolina, who for a time was Andrew Jackson's first vice president before they had a split, and he left, left the administration of Andrew Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And John C. Calhoun was in bed with the international bankers and supported the central bank that Andrew Jackson opposed and shut down. And he supported South Carolina's secession from the Union when Andrew Jackson opposed it.
All right. Hey, we'll take a break and pick up. We got callers, and we'll go to them, too. And we'll give you time to enunciate more of what you perceive as the solutions to the current malaise. All right. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be back with Dave Colson, our guest.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
And thank you, Bill. Hey, don't forget our longtime sponsor, RBN here. Herbal Healer Academy. You've heard it many times. Well, listen again. They're providing a free catalog to all of our listeners and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on our ongoing research on natural health. Visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to www.herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and has many different specials. So visit them again today, www.herbalhealer.com, and let them know you're from RBN. And our guest is Dave Colson, who's a Republican activist in the Republican Party in Texas, also heavily involved in the conservative movement, the constitutionalist movement. And Dave, I want to take a few calls in a minute, but let me ask you, the purpose of you coming on specifically was to give us your view on ideas on how to cut through the maze here and how to save the what's left, if you will, of this republic. And I don't think there's very much of it left, but where do you begin? I mean, the fact that we have no 10th Amendment anymore, or what do you do?
very quickly, let me give a few quick points.
Sure.
I'll give you the shorthand version of it because of time. I believe it's become necessary to have some amendments added to our Constitution which would force government to have to operate on a more strict constructionist basis and then be forced to comply with all the previous existing body of the Constitution rather than ignore it the way they do now and change the courts to doing so as well. Congress will never balance the federal budget unless the amendment to the Constitution forces them to do so. They'll never stop directly taxing people unless you take their power into the non-ratified 16th Amendment away by repealing it. States won't get the representation back in the Senate unless you take away the 17th Amendment, also not ratified, and let state legislatures pick the representation in the U.S. Senate again the way constitutionally they're supposed to be able to. The Electoral College has been skewed in a statewide system where one party gets all the votes out of a state, never mind district.
Yeah, we have no Electoral College either.
Difference. So I propose having each congressional district within a state's delegation Electoral College have one delegate per district, and it would have to respect the outcome of each district vote, never mind if there's more than one party getting delegates from each state, because it would require that. But it should allow for that. You'd have some Republican districts and some Democrat districts and perhaps some independent districts or third-party districts in a particular in a large state, and that's part of the reality of how you'd proportionalize out some of that vote district by district. So I support all of that. I support getting rid of the Federal Reserve System and having the Treasury issue money again and coinage and back it by full legitimate assets, and obviously including, perhaps not soil limited to, but definitely including gold and silver, and allow for free exchange with unrestricted gold and silver coinage for all those people who wish to trade in them without government trying to interfere in their ability to do so, among other things. I propose a line item veto be included, either legislatively or if need be as part of the amendment process. I propose having, among other things, the elimination of direct tax not only on incomes at the federal level, but on property at state and local level, because there's not supposed to be a property tax. If you own property outright and have full title to it, you should owe no further tax on it. Today, if you don't pay your property tax, they'll seize it from you.
That's right.
And what I propose, they'll lose the power to do that, and they'll have to respect property ownership again, and you won't lose it. They'll have to respect existing amendments like the 10th Amendment, the 1st Amendment, the 2nd Amendment, the 4th and 5th Amendment, and others, and stop violating all these, as well as the 11th Amendment you pointed out at the start of the show. All these things need to be put back in their proper perspective and properly respected by the government, by the courts, and stop being ignored. And if we, currently I think the Congress probably won't allow these amendments to be brought for consideration for the purposes of, not to make it rhyme, but for ratification. So I propose the possibility of structuring, if need be, a constitutional convention in such a way to prevent risk of not having people rewrite the existing Constitution or the Bill of Rights,
but
just have new amendments considered and no more than that. And then, if so, the state legislatures can take them back from such a convention and ratify them without Congress blocking that process.
Right. Either way, from the top or the bottom, right?
Right. And I think people should get involved in their patriot-minded, and people should get involved in their county government, their county sheriff's offices, they take back control of the legal level there, their city governments, and their state, and most importantly in this process, their state legislatures. If we had patriot-minded majorities in all the state legislatures, we could call the convention and ratify these amendments and get our Constitution and our country back and make it be a truly strict constructionist republic again and overturn Woodrow Wilson and the FDR and the LBJ and the Jimmy Carter and the Bill Clinton attempt to turn our country into a democracy when we're really supposed to be a republic. And we actually would find we have more representation and more rights if we were a republic.
Well, that was essential. That was why the banks, the internationalists, the globalists, the Zionists, why they directly attack the very core of the republic. And that's the way to do it, with the democracy amendments, with making us, you know, one man, one vote concept, taking away the private property requirements in the states as the basis for people being able to vote, so that, again, you would increase the level of the franchise of the ballot, make it universal suffrage without any qualifications whatsoever, and that's a good way of destroying a nation from within. It's cheapening the process of the ballot, of the suffrage, and then, as you say, you know, the direct election of senators instead of appointment by the Senate, that was designed to undermine the state's authorities and to turn
states,
us into
right.
a central, central constitutional dictatorship rather than a constitutional republic. Yes.
Well, can I say one thing very quickly on all that before going to calls? I actually don't favor saying if you're not currently owning property, you can't vote, but I do say that people should prove that they have residency, where they want to vote for them and have, if not property, a deposit in their residency in their respective state legislative congressional district that they won't run from. It's a bond they put down, and they can eventually reclaim it if they get property in the value towards the property they purchased for that.
I agree. I agree that, you
that
know,
way,
there's no perfect...
That way, if a person has a small nest, they can still vote, even if he doesn't have land.
Well, they're right. But the whole idea was before you can vote, you had to prove that you were contributing to the tax base in some way.
Right, I favor that.
And, huh?
I favor that.
Yeah, because what we have now, of course, is the recipients taking from the haves. The
and they don't produce anything, and they don't get anything back.
Pure Marxism, and that's what, again, creates a dictatorship of the proletariat.
One other very quick point, and that is I do also favor doing away with federal government involvement in welfare programs. I believe states and local governments can have as much or as little welfare as their local residents are willing to pay for it. I actually prefer to have very little of it, but... That's up to the local jurisdiction and states.
Well, that's up to
the
local states,
yes.
And if they want to put into their constitution that provision, they may do so. That was the whole point.
But not at the federal level. The federal level would get out of welfare, get out of education.
None at the federal level.
Just the limits of the constitution and no more than that.
Right, right, right. Okay. Well, now, these are proposals that how long have you been basically touting?
Well, some of these things I've evolved to being a little more strictly constructionist in just the last few years, but I've always generally been of this mindset for many, many years. I was raised in a family that had these values.
Yeah,
so I can see the general picture of this all my life.
Right, right. But let me ask you quite frankly now, and I'm not trying to in any way belittle you or trying to, suggest you're not, you're not going to accomplish anything. I'm just asking you, in all that time, have your efforts paid off at any level?
Not the way I would like, but I'm still young yet, and I think I have time enough in life to potentially, if the country comes the way I'm discussing, and I think the country is of this mindset, if they're educated on it and you have a benign campaign to win them over to this side, I think a majority of Americans could eventually, a flood of a majority of illegal Americans, never mind the illegals, and I'm not in favor of illegals, but the illegals, to make it happen. And I think we still need to get at least one last shot at a nonviolent attempt for taking our country back before we risk violence, because violence is always a very costly thing.
And at what point?
Absolute last resort.
At what point, and we'll take calls after this, at what point does that last shot, if you will, pardon the pun, be abandoned? In other words, at what point do we have to do something other than just look at the ballot box?
The minute the globalists force that issue. I won't be the first open fire, but I'll be the first to respond if they're the first open fire.
So basically, if they come and start collecting the guns or impose that order, is that what
you're
saying?
They do anything that brazenly attempts to openly admit they're overturning the Constitution, then we have our rights to basically our Second Amendment right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not denying anyone who's a lawful citizen. By the way, there's illegals don't have the rights of the Constitution, but all legal citizens do. And I fully respect any legal citizen who's not convicted of any crimes, Second Amendment rights, along with all their other constitutional rights.
Right.
But I don't prefer they seek violence. They should only respond if someone provokes it with them first. But
well, remember,
what you're saying
is basically exactly what the Founding Fathers and the colonies did. They tried to work things out repeatedly with the mother country, with Great Britain. And only, as you know, when it came down to the gun and it came down to the march at Lexington and Concord, did they say enough's enough. I mean, that was the breaking point.
Right, and the British forced it. They brought it on themself.
That's right.
And they
got
what they deserved when they lost it.
And I see that this current George, King George, that we have in the White House today...
I didn't vote for him, even though I'm a Republican. I didn't vote for him.
Well, I think he dwarfs anything that King George III could have possibly done.
He certainly rivals him. I'll give you that.
All right, let's take a call or two with our guest here, Dave Colson, on the line. Rick Adams with you. 800-313-9443 is our number. And let me start with Joe in New York here. Hello there, Joe.
Hey, Rick, how are you tonight?
Fine. Hello there. Welcome aboard. Say hello to Dave.
Dave, how are you?
How are you?
All right. I wanted to ask, I was listening to your conversation. I was going to ask, first, Rick, first time caller into your show. I love your show. I love your show, John's show, and Piper's show. Because you guys always touch the third rail, which
Thank
is
you.
Reality. But I wanted to, before I get to my question to you, Dave, and I'll take this one off the air from you, Rick, is you mentioned Lindsey Williams last week, and you mentioned oil down to $50.
That was a few weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, I'm sorry.
No, well, more than that, but go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. The thing you failed to take into the equation is a war with Iran. Because if that happens, oil is spiking over $200 easy a barrel.
Understood.
I don't see any way in hell this thing is going to $50. There's no, I just don't see it.
Only if the war with Iran comes after a strategic time leading up to the election. So that between November and January, there's a lot of time for George Bush to do something.
Yes.
Start a provocation. But in the meantime, if they wanted to benefit McCain or Obama, then they could certainly play the game before the elections, drop the price very low, and then all hell can break loose after. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I know what you're saying, and you're right, but again, we just don't have the benefit of knowledge yet to know what's going to happen.
Question,
now, do you have a specific question or comment for Dave?
Do.
Yeah.
I do, actually. I appreciate all he's doing. I like all his ideas. The only problem is this, Dave. I live in a realistic world, and there's too many crooks out there right now. The whole system is corrupt from top to bottom, okay? It's like an onion. As you peel through the onion, you get another backstop. Perfect point. You're a big Ron Paul guy. I'm a big Ron Paul guy. So is Rick. What happened in New Hampshire was a disgrace. In New Hampshire, how does the number one anti-war state vote for the number one warmonger without a little help from those little electronic voting machines? Can anybody still explain this to me?
I'll give you my take on it if you want.
Mm-hmm.
I think they probably did vote for Ron Paul, but it was stolen in cyberspace. And that, one of my other provisions, thanks for reminding me to bring it up, is to go back to having paper ballot elections for everything. And you have to count, in the event of recount, you have to count every ballot, not just a certain percentage of the ballots, but all ballots recounted. So they can't fake elections anymore. You can't stuff ballot boxes, certainly not electronically, and can't steal elections in cyberspace, which I think what they did. I think that Ron Paul did much better in South Carolina than they give him credit for. I know he did better in Louisiana than they gave him credit for. They, by their own admission, denied, but later confessed he actually probably won Nevada, but they weren't admitting it at the time. That if they gave him credit early on for some of the victories, he would have had that momentum carrying to the bigger states later on past the so-called Super Tuesday, and he would have been a more viable candidate in the process, and McCain wouldn't have wrapped it up the way they claim that he did as easily and as quickly as he did.
Absolutely. You hit the nail right on the head. That was perfect. Exactly the right answer. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but the only thing is, what you're saying is people getting involved at the grassroots level and taking over the local, political councilmen, assemblymen, getting involved in the state legislature. The only thing I see, people still have their heads in the sand. You know how many times I have conversation with people, and they just blow you off. They think you're a nut. They say, nah, you don't know what you're talking about. It's never going to happen in this country. You're out of your mind.
You'll find someone
crazy.
Who will listen to you. Some
yeah,
people will never listen.
But that's one out of 100 until something affects them. And the thing that's going to affect them is the job market and the food. Once that comes into play, into reality, okay, then maybe, like my dad says, when you put an animal up against the corner, he's got nowhere to go, then you might see something happen. But until that happens, everything will be status quo.
Well, that's probably coming sooner than we would prefer as it is. You could have a face spot, I don't want it, but the way the Federal Reserve operates, they're probably going to bring on so-called currency collapse.
Well, you both defined it very well.
The dollar, which would not collapse because it had actual value, but
the
current currency is valueless and it'll probably collapse.
It's a criminal enterprise, no doubt. Hey, Joe, I got to move along, but thanks for being
thanks,
a caller.
Greg, appreciate
and
it,
please
guys.
Call again.
Can
You're
I make
welcome.
A very quick point on energy policy?
Sure.
And that is, I have an energy proposal, too. I propose that we, one, drill more for our own oil and gas. Two, we stop deconstructing our own hydroelectric dams, which are the biggest source of clean energy other than solar and wind, because those are kind of superfluous. It's hydroelectric dams that produce most of the real for clean energy. And then cleaner versions of coal. And I call for coal, get a large amount of expanded coal gasification and producing expanded use of diesel and also regulating, because diesel actually is cheaper to produce than gas, not more expensive, but they require it be charged less than gas, not more. And then we can have coal gasification, diesel fuel on a very vast scale in this country. In a few years, the diesel could do a lot more. A lot more vehicles could be converted to run on diesel. Most people don't know that more easily than people think. And newer, cleaner versions of diesel vehicles could be built, and they're more fuel efficient. and they can burn more cleanly now than they used to years ago and run more smoothly.
Now the possibilities are endless.
We could be much more fuel efficient and independent than we are today.
Well, the people have to be informed. The enemy, again, is the government.
Next generation nuclear.
Let's see if we can begin another call because of time here.
Right,
Doug,
right.
Doug in your home state of Texas. Hello there, Doug.
Rick. And
yes. Yes, good evening.
Yeah, Dave, I'm a huge Ron Paul fan, have been forever, and the guys, the media, the Zionist-controlled media will just wreak havoc on that guy. I mean, he doesn't have a Chinaman's chance, but you live in Austin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm above you.
Okay, well, what you do is you look around and you see signs in people's yards.
Ron Paul signs are everywhere, and I've never seen a McCain sign.
I've seen one.
Hey, hold on, guys, all right? Doug, we'll let you finish after the break, and we'll be back in just 3 minutes with our guest, Dave Colson, and I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
All right, round up the boys.
Okay, we're back now, and we don't have too much time, but we have Doug on the line, and Doug, you were just bringing up the Ron Paul campaign. Go ahead, gentlemen. What were you trying to say there, Doug?
He understands that. I mean, anybody with eyes, you know, can see what's going on there. But are you familiar with the original 13th Amendment to the Constitution?
The one that, let me check that right quick. Refresh my memory if you can do it faster. I'm looking it up right now.
What did the original 13th Amendment prohibited anybody with a title of nobility conferred on them by a foreign government. They couldn't hold any political office. They weren't even citizens. They couldn't even vote in this country. Well, every lawyer we have in this country, and that includes most of the legislative branch, which is definitely a conflict of interest.
Yeah, most of the lawyers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The court. They're under admiralty law, and they need to get rid of that and go back to just constitutional law, or otherwise they're unconstitutional. I agree with that.
And they just whited that out. They never repealed the amendments. They just wrote over the top of it and discarded it with no legal procedure. It was never, you know, repealed. And that's one of the most amazing things, and that's one of the biggest problems we have in this country today, a bunch of bar card carrying people that run the judicial and the legislative.
Well, that's how they freed the slaves and enslaved the free, Doug.
Right.
Exactly.
I want freedom for everyone. I don't want slavery, but I don't want to be one either.
Well, that's where we're at now, right? All right, Doug, I got to move along, but thanks for bringing up that point. Let's see if we can squeeze in maybe one final call here. And I believe that, let's see now, who is though? I've lost my screen. It's Gary, isn't it? Gary in Indiana. Yes, Gary, we'll see if we can squeeze you in. Hello.
Hey, hello. Thank you for taking the call. I just have a comment or a question, really. Like all the list of things that your guest has talked about, I almost could check them all off just along with him and love them. The one thing about the line item veto, though, I've had a question for a long time. Would it be possible, or is it even within the realm of reasonableness that you could get the Congress or the legislative bodies to stop throwing in all the junk and all these bills and just give us pure straight bills with one subject of one issue only?
You'll have to set the rules for how they vote laws on that, and you won't get rid of the appropriations without a line item veto. They won't abide by it. It's like they won't balance the budget unless the Constitution requires it. They won't stop taxing us unless the Constitution takes the power to do it away. That's the reason I feel it's necessary to propose this amendment. I agree with what you're saying, but that's my response. Again, through the constraints of time, I started to talk over you.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, thanks so much, though.
Sure, but keep up what you're doing, too, sir.
Okay, thanks for the call, Gary. Also, to dovetail what you just said, Dave, I think also it's important to understand as long as there is a debt currency, a system of creation of debt, there can be no balanced budget. That's why the Federal Reserve System is, in fact, part and parcel of this foundation for a corruption of the whole budgetary process. We can't have a Federal Reserve and have a balanced budget.
Because they want to collect the usury on the interest.
Well, yeah.
And you got to get rid of that with asset-backed Treasury money instead
right.
of debt-backed
exactly.
Federal Reserve notes.
Exactly, because what you have is perpetual debt and perpetual wars that create perpetual debt. And
yeah, I'm against foreign wars, and I'm for debt-free money.
I think that's pretty good. I know where you're coming from, and I agree with much of what you say, and I'm happy to have you on. And, hey, let's do it again.
I would love to.
As a guest, you're welcome to come back. Sure.
I was going to say very quickly, I also went by the governor's mansion right after whoever burned it.
Yes.
And condemned whoever was behind that.
Yes.
I went there like less than 12 hours after it burned, and I'm really sorry that that happened. Yeah. Hopefully they'll reconstruct that.
That is a tragedy, though.
But
right.
I didn't
Thank
see
you.
It.
Thank you so much, Dave, and we'll do it again, I promise, okay?
Sure.
Thank you very much for being our very informed and informative guest. And tomorrow night we'll do it all over again, and we'll have Scott Smith on, Sir Scott, Friday night. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Good night, and Yahweh bless Israel.